are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Our scripture reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 2. It's the account of the star of which we speak today. And just a couple of things about this passage before I read it. The focus is on the political king of the day, and you'll see how that king, who was corrupt in many ways, was threatened by the arrival of a new king and afraid of this new king. So it reminds us how Jesus comes to threaten corruption and abuses of power in all sorts of ways. And then secondly, at the end, there's a line about how the Magi changed their plans after their encounter with Jesus. Maybe an invitation to think about how sometimes when we have an encounter with Jesus, it leads to a change of direction, a change of plans for us. Listen for God's word from Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. I'm delighted that Jennifer, Sarah, and Melissa are here today to reflect on their star words from 2021.
Good morning. Last year, in my wonderful little Christmas box of special treasures, I found my star of 2021. The word on it was devotion. My initial thought for devotion was that of the method of spending time in study and reflection on my relationship with God and the scriptures. But I realized I was devoted to many things, many other things. Perhaps I needed to analyze these things and whether they were really worthy of my devotion. I left the star up on a music stand in my living room and, quite honestly, mostly forgot about it. But every so often, as time has gone on this year, I have been reminded of my word when passing by that star. As I approached this new year, I had come to realize that the things that we are most devoted to change as we age and mature. When I was very little, I was mostly devoted to myself. My immediate needs were my greatest concern, of course. Then, as I grew up, I developed hobbies and made friends to which I devoted a lot of time. As a young adult, I became devoted to an avocation, and fortunately for me, a special person who became my spouse in sickness and in health. Special causes became objects of devotion as well. Perhaps too many of them, as my kids would say, but then it's hard to say no sometimes. Also, wonderfully, I had children and grandchildren who became the magical object of my devotion as well. And my parents, and as my parents aged, I found myself devoting more and more time to their needs. And surely, all these things were worthy of my devotion. Yet, through it all for me, there has been the knowledge of God's love and devotion to me, and the gift I received in the grace of Jesus Christ. I have had a desire to learn and to live as Jesus would have me live, to serve as he would want me to, and to love with the kind of love Christ showed the world. This is the special devotion that comes as a response to the grace from Christ. It is what I must continue to strive to strengthen. And you, my friends here at Covenant Church, have helped me to do that in the past. And I believe you will continue to do so in the future. That for me is devotion.
Good morning. My epiphany star is the story of two refrigerators, a magnet, and a song written by Pete Seeger and sung by the Byrds. After I received my word, purpose, I began to riff on it. Something will have a purpose, to have a use, or to be of use, or how to use something, or why you use something, or why something exists, or why something is done. Serving a purpose, finding a purpose, living with purpose, doing things on purpose. What is my purpose? Well, these were good things to think about. I decided to place my star on my refrigerator, along with a notepad and magnets, and I see that star every once in a while. A few months later, my 23-year-old refrigerator decided that it had served its purpose and needed to be replaced. So I got a new refrigerator. All my magnets and notes came off the old one, and only a few went on to the new one. Of course, my star word went on to my new refrigerator. I placed it using a magnet that a friend had given me. It had a word on it. Grateful. So I put my star, yes, I put my star word purpose on my refrigerator with the word grateful. And I thought, this is what I want to be. I want to be grateful on purpose. I'm trying and working with that thought every day. But something else happened with my word. Sometimes when I walked by it, I started to hum a little. And I didn't know why. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. This song is based on the words in the King James Version of Ecclesiastes, and somehow the rhythm of turn, turn, turn gave me a sense of comfort and of balance and of motion. And in these hard times, this difficult year, it gave me the time to think about every purpose under heaven.
Good morning. So, like many of us, I started 2021 in a pretty stressful place. I had recently returned from 6 weeks in California, where I had spent time with my family during a health scare for my dad. And I had just returned back to Madison 2 days into a 10-day quarantine in one room of my house, waiting to be able to take a COVID test so I could hang out with my family again. So that's the backdrop in which I received my Epiphany Star. My word for 2021 was quiet. Well, I'll be honest, at first I was quite relieved because, you see, the prior 2 years I had received the patience word, 2 years in a row. So I was losing patience with patience, and I needed a new word. But quiet, what does that mean? Should I be talking less? Should I be listening more? Should I spend time in solitude? For goodness sake, I'm in quarantine right now. I am in solitude. I tape my star to my bathroom mirror next to my other two patient stars and spent the next few days digesting this focus for the year. After several days of reflection, I felt that quiet, for me, meant to work on quieting the negative self-talk in my head, to learn to be content with who I am, and learn how to swim with the current of my life instead of against the current of what I thought my life was supposed to be. Upon determining what quiet was to me, I felt a sense of purpose, and I was determined to be more deliberate about reframing my thoughts. Shortly after this, I began co-teaching a discipleship class with Pastor Charlie, and over the next 3 months, our group read through most of the New Testament. I found that both the pace of the class and also the probing questions encouraged me to read the New Testament with a fresh set of eyes. Several verses I read really spoke to me directly on my journey of quieting my negative self-talk. Motivated by my learning in the spring, I signed up for a summer online class on reading scripture through a church in South Carolina. So it turns out the quarantine was good for a few things. This 6-week course focused solely on the Gospel of Mark, and it gave me more words of encouragement. I found that by being more intentionally aware of my negative self-talk, I thought about it more, but I also found encouragement in unexpected places. Verses and phrases that I may have once glossed over spoke to me in a new way. So, in honor of Pastor Charlie, I'm going to do my top 10 list of phrases and little blurbs that helped me in my journey of quieting my self-talk in 2021. So here we go. First, a verse in Matthew. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and your heart, put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. God got you started on this journey. He will never give up on anyone. Never forget that. Don't worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks for what you have. And because you belong to Christ Jesus, God's peace will stand guard over all your thoughts and feelings. His peace can do this far better than our human minds. Your souls aren't harmed by what you eat, but by what you think and say. Stop feeling like you're not enough. In reference to spiritual gifts, no one is meant to have the entire package. We are designed to work together. Think about this. How can you best use your gifts to bless and serve those around you? So let God work His will in you. And my two favorites? Where you are right now is God's place for you. Live, obey, and love, and believe right there. And celebrate that you are exactly who God designed you to be. As we receive our stars for 2022, I encourage each of you to challenge yourself to be intentional and enjoy the unexpected journey it may take you on.
Thank you, Melissa and Sarah and Jennifer. And as you know, as I listened to your reflections a second time, it made me realize how these words kind of work on us. And for each of them, there was a primary word that led to a secondary word. For Jennifer, it was grace. For Sarah, it was gratitude. For Melissa, it was, well, 10 words, if you will, and reflection. So it kind of brings you somewhere. So you'll get a word today, a star, as you leave. And if you want to get one through the U.S. Postal Service, please contact the church office. And first impression of that word might be, what's the meaning of that word? I'm not sure why I got this word. But maybe after a day or two or a week or two or a month or two, you might see some new light on that word. I picked up a star after the first service, and my word for the year is obedience. I texted a picture of it to my wife, and she sent back a smiley face with it. But I imagine that word will take on deeper meanings as the year goes on for me. There's one more family, one more sharing that we want to do. The Hirschberger family has been visiting with us for a couple of years now. And last year, before Christmas, like everybody who was part of the congregation, they got their Christmas box. And in their box were their star words in an envelope. And the envelope said, "Don't open until January 1st. They spent New Year's Eve together at home, like pretty much everybody did last year. And at 12:01 on January 1st, they opened their envelopes. And they sent a wonderful photo to me at 12:05 with their stars for the year. And we thought it would be fun to have them reflect. Their plans changed. They're out of state right now. But they did send me some short reflections from the family. So I'd like to share those with you this morning. Tom, who's in the middle in the back, writes, "My star word was responsibility. While far from perfect this year, the word helped keep me more grounded and balanced than I would have been otherwise. I kept it where I could see it often as a reminder of my responsibility to my faith, my family, and all of my other commitments in life." Sherry, his wife, who's next to him on the right there, "My star this year was prayer. Although it seemed like a no-brainer, I tried to be open-minded and learn a few new strategies and approaches to prayer. My main lesson learned was that pausing during my day to pray short, simple prayers in the moment is just as powerful as prayers offered on my knees during my official prayer time." Daughter Jessie writes, "My word for the year was laughter. I leaned into the absurdity of this year and often laughed until I cried. But the crying led me to feeling what I otherwise might have shut out if I wasn't looking for the laughter." Rebecca writes, "My word for 2021 was memory, which is fitting for a 20-year-old who loves to take pictures and hoard memories. This year, I focused on being present in the moment to create memories. I relied not only on photos, but on deeper connections and intentionality to carry memories with me day to day." And then Sarah writes, "My word was guidance. This year, I sought guidance surrounding my college search, as well as in many other areas. I learned to turn to God in times of uncertainty, as much of this year was. It brings peace to know that God has a plan for me and is guiding me towards where I should be." Friends, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Word made flesh who came to dwell among us. The Word is with us, and we take the Word seriously. We read the Bible, not literally, but seriously, and our hope is that that Word strengthens us and challenges us and comforts us and leads us on the journey, just like those Magi so many years ago. So as you leave the sanctuary today, pick up a Word. Feel free to take one home for a loved one or a friend, and may we be guided by our star words and by the Word of God in the year 2022.